That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, faithful in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
Reverend brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening, when the saints go marching in, here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
We believe in God. the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
And He's given us new life.
We believe.
Spirit in the bride, say come. Spirit in the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit in the bride, say come. Spirit in the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit in the bride, say come. Spirit in the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit in the bride, say come. Spirit in the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is
water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no
Welcome to RCC, Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor and we are here to glorify him. This is Michelle here. I hope everyone is doing well. Sorry for the delay. I was trying to finish eating some salmon and then my phone started going low on battery, so I had to get my charger. But I'm here now. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone on the line listening, and welcome to everyone in our chat room. We have British Donut, which is Christine. Hi, Christine, British Donut. And two guests, hi, and Carol, hi. And hello to everyone listening to this later on in the archives. So glad everyone is with us. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this group together, this chance to fellowship and to just lift you up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us and for being you, Lord. Thank you for being you, and thank you for loving us and caring for us and guiding us and directing us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for getting us through another day, Lord, and thank you for your forgiveness, your abundant mercy and forgiveness, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for giving us hope that you are coming now, you're coming soon, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, and ask that you continue to encourage us as the hour draws near, the day draws near, the second draws near. We just ask that you continue to encourage us and help us to continue to pursue you, Lord, and to guide us in the direction you want us to go, Lord. And let us know when we get off that direction, Lord, and continue to guide us. And, Lord, we ask for those who need healing, that you heal them, those who need help financially, that you would guide them and support them, Lord. And we just, those who need help emotionally, Lord, we ask that you would give them strength and healing and comfort, Lord. And we just want to thank you for everything, Lord. We love you. We love you, Heavenly Father. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, like I said, welcome everyone on this 23rd of March. This is one of our date sets, so perhaps we will see Jesus today, hopefully. And today is also a lunar eclipse, and I think it's not a full lunar eclipse from what I heard, partial lunar eclipse, but another blood moon today, or this evening, perhaps, I don't know what time, because it's the Feast of Purim today. It's the Purim has started, supposed to start this evening, which it's already evening, so, yeah, Purim. Happy Purim, everyone. And so perhaps we will go home to our heavenly home on Purim. And so we will just have to wait and see. And then, of course, we have Easter coming up on Sunday. So we celebrate the resurrection on Sunday. And so I really think this time between now and Sunday is really high watch time. And so the Lord is actually leading me to believe that we will not be here for Easter. We will wait and see, but that's exciting. And we have a lot of garage kid work that leads to either today through the 25th. So just a lot of stuff going on. So I'm very, I'm hopeful, anticipating, just waiting to see what the Lord is going to do. I don't know if anything major newsworthy has happened today. Yeah, not that I know of anyway. So if anything has happened, then maybe you can share it with us. Let's see. Today I went and saw the movie Miracles from Heaven. So that's a pretty good movie. Definitely any movie involving heaven definitely draws me to it, because obviously we are hoping to go to heaven soon and see our sweet Jesus. So so it was a good movie. Let's see. Other than that, I'm just waiting like you all and trying to take things day by day by day, and hopefully there won't be too many more days left. Just what I'm hoping. So, and Carol was asking earlier, why are we still here? That's what I'm wanting to know. And then as I was asking Jesus the same question, he was like, well, you know, why? And I was just confused, like, I don't know if I do. And so the only reason I can think of why we are still here is because he hasn't came in us yet, and it's not time. So, but anyway, let's see. I'll go ahead and read out the daily devotional, Jesus Calling. I am a God of both intricate detail and of overflowing abundance. When you entrust the details of your life to me, you are surprised by how thoroughly I answer your petitions. I take pleasure in hearing your prayers, so feel free to bring me all of your requests. The more you pray, the more answers you can receive. Best of all, your faith is strengthened as you see how precisely I respond to your specific prayers. Because I am infinite in all my ways, you need not fear that I will run out of resources. Abundance is at the very heart of who I am. Come to me in joyful expectation of receiving all you need, and sometimes much more. I delight in showering blessings on my beloved children. Come to me with open hands and heart, ready to receive all I have for you. So, just another reminder to talk to our Heavenly Father, because He loves us and He delights in hearing from us. So, just bring all of our cares to Him. He desires to bless us. So, although our prayers don't always get answered the way we want them to, but He will answer them. So, let's see. And also, I was reading Psalm 66, and I thought I'd read that out loud here. It's praise to God for His awesome works. Make joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works through the greatness of your power. Your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in His doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in Him. He rules by His power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of His praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You have brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals. With the sweet aroma of rams, I will offer you bulls with goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. Amen. To the Father, we love you. So, let's see. I think I'll go ahead and start muting people. We have Pat on the line, and we have Tana and Jerry. Hi everyone.
Hi, I love you all. I just
love
you all.
Love you all.
Love you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, love you, Jesus.
Hi.
Yep. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game, hanging in here.
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to hear everybody. I just wanted to call and kind of say hi. There are one or two little observations. There's a couple things going on that I think are interesting, but they're sort of intricate. They're kind of would take a long time to go through. But, this Belgium thing I think is connected with something that Paul Begley did a video about today, and somebody else had done a video, and it's about they're calling it an archway, but it's really like a doorway. It's a square. It's not, they're going to put it up in April in replicas of one that was torn down in Palmyra, Syria. And it was the archway to the entrance to the Temple of Baal. And they're doing replicas of it and placing them at some point in April. They're placing them one in Trafalgar Square in London and the other one in Times Square in New York City. And there's a connection between that and the events in Belgium, I think. And there's also a connection to Obama, but it's very intricate. It would take a long time to go through. But anyway, keep your eyes on that and see if there's more information that comes out about those archways placed in April, because I think it's highly significant, but there's this big string of information that I found today that I would have to kind of go all the way through. But it's things are happening, and it looks like, based on what I've been seeing on those items, it looks like they're staying fluid in their scheduling, and which means that they're trying to react to their own motivations. And I think that that's significant. And so once again, just like Michelle said, there's a lot to look for right now. And and that's certainly, it would be great. I'm not really holding my breath anymore because I've been through so much more than I ever expected time-wise here. But I still know he's pointing us to things and showing us things. And we are seeing a lot happen in March. We're seeing a lot of things happening this month. We're seeing a lot of things being exposed in the political system, and we're seeing even sometimes to the day, like I discussed, several of us had things about the 16th on about. There are a lot of stories that came out on the 16th. And so there's some things coming out today, and we'll see. I have some personal things that sort of line up, kind of like Marianne's scenarios, that would kind of line up with Easter thereabouts. And, oh, by the way, I think I already did see the moon eclipse, but I'm not 100% sure. But where we're at, I can readily see the moon every evening when it comes up. And somebody mentioned it to me this evening, and it was much more yellow than it had been previous evenings. And so I think that might be the penumbral eclipse occurring right now. But I'm not sure. I don't know what the schedule is. Anyway, I wanted to say hi. It's good to hear Tana and Michelle and Mama Pat. And
good to hear you.
Trying to embrace a little time off here and put in some time with family. So
yeah, sure.
So far, so good.
Mhm. Good.
Well, I hope you're having fun and getting relaxation.
Yeah. Job one was relax, and we're getting to that point. And just today, I started to kind of do a couple things that are, part of all that. But you catch up with a little rest, relax a little bit, spend a little time with everybody, and it's going well. So we're very thankful.
Good, good.
Yeah, good to hear. Christina yeah. Cooper in the chat room under British Donuts says hi to all the everyone on the phone. So,
hi.
Oh. Hi. Hi, Christina.
Cheryl's still in the rehab, so maybe as long as she has to practice getting up off the floor if she falls on the floor. So that's the mm-hmm. name of the game. She can walk pretty good, but maybe hopefully a week she'll be home, hopefully. So keep her in prayer. Thanks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that's good. I'll see her Saturday. And with her, you know, I go over with her very lovely Christian boyfriend. She's so blessed to have him in her, you know, have him in her life because he's so good for her. He's very sweet. Very kind to her, so this is a good thing. It's a gift. So we just take day by day, you know, and just pray she's getting stronger and stronger, but they have to still deal with the fluid in the liver. So I hopefully they have, you know, water, some new water pills or something that will address that, because that's an ongoing thing. But, you know, it's in God's hands, and I pray and just got to leave it to Him, you know. And that's it.
Yeah.
So, day by day.
Well, I'm just glad you're getting a break, Pat, because you were you were overtaxed with all of that, legitimately.
I know. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. The fun begins when she gets home. If she behaves herself and does what's right, it's fine. I can put up with a lot, and I do her medicines and stuff. It's fine. That's fine. My knee is bothering me, though. My other knee, not the one with the meniscus out, but the other one that has arthritis. So I have to walk with a walker if I go anywhere. And so I have to just hope, you know, I'm trying to lose weight and stuff, so that's going to help. But this is something new. So it just, you know, day by day, you just never know. Come get us, Daddy. It's getting, getting interesting. So it's getting to be too much. Yeah, M-U-C-H. But you gotta, it's one day at a time, just keep going, you know. I don't know why. You know, guys, I think of all those people, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there, who go to heaven and they see the angels racing around and everything's ready and the table is set, and I'm thinking, like, don't let the food get cold, you know?
Right.
Oh, isn't that awful? Shame on me. But
maybe they have little heaters in heaven.
Be with
that
him.
Are keeping it warm.
Yeah, get food warmer, place. Lord, I've got a bunch here. I can send them up with an angel if you need them. Yeah, we're just that awful. No, there's a reason why. I guess some people think he just wants to gather up more souls, and others, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I don't know why. You know, has his father told him to come get us yet, or is he still kind of waiting? I don't know. Somebody must know. But all the messages are like, it's like he's coming real soon. Soon, and where? We're here.
Yeah, you know.
The duct tape.
The only thing I really know, I mean, because, you know, my personal perspective has pretty much been that a lot of the lines have been drawn, the spiritual decisions have been made, people have been compartmentalized. That's just my perspective. You know, we have seen some people, however, come after that, you know, after when I had perceived that that was the case. So we'll see how that works out. But the thing that I'm seeing right now is it looks to me like the other side is actually a bit rushed. And so, you know, maybe we're sort of waiting on them, actually, in a funny way, because, you know, they have to be to a certain degree, to a certain position for them to fulfill their role after the church is taken out. And and quite frankly, they're a little bit Keystone Cop like right now. I'm going to use an example here, and I'm not necessarily aligning everybody involved in this with the opposite side, but if you paid any attention to the results from that Utah caucus for the Republican side, it was ridiculous. It doesn't reflect anything like any polling. And there are reports coming out that it was highly, highly manipulated they set basically all the rules aside and just cranked out ridiculous numbers in favor of Cruz. And, you know, nothing like any poll would suggest. And so what I'm saying is there's a lot of desperation in the air by the people who want to sort of run the world, control what everybody thinks and does. And in this case, the elite of the Republican Party. But in other cases, you know, the people who are both the spirit and the physical people who are perpetrating this ISIS so-called Belgian thing, they look desperate and rushed to me. And, you know, maybe, I don't know when I'll spend more time, the combination of things that I'm happening to run across indicates to me that this thing was rushed and that these things coming up in April are rushed, and this little announcement. I'm hoping to get more information about this archway that they're going to display. The one in Trafalgar Square is going to be displayed right in front of an obelisk. The one in Times Square, I have not seen an artist depiction. However, it's very weird. This is supposedly been done through UNESCO, the United Nations agency, and they've supposedly declared a World Heritage Week as part of all this. And the weird thing is there is no information about it. It looks like it's entirely impromptu, other than that they're preparing these fixtures to be displayed, but it's as if they did not want to be tied down to a particular time to display them, because in short, if you go to the UNESCO calendar of events, it's not even on the April calendar, and yet the first news of their intention to do this came out was in an article from UPI. It was also and carried by the New York Times on the 28th of December last year. And so this archway thing is a big deal. There's a lot of different things about it that are curious and interesting, there's a slight following, you know, breadcrumb thing. So anyway, what I'm saying is they're doing things right now that are not on schedule. I heard today that this Brussels bombing, whatever they did there, the police said today that originally – that they said they have information now that it was actually scheduled to go a 1 week from now. So something happened where they moved the whole thing up a week. And so I think they're a little rushed right now. I'm not sure what that's all about. But it's like they're trying to stay flexible in their plans, and they're in reaction mode. And you know, I don't think they're in reaction mode to any one of us, but I do think they're in reaction mode to what's happening in the spirit realm. And the connections between this archway and the original temple, and it's very interesting, and I'll just flesh that out some other time. But while I'm mentioning it, because you can look some of this stuff up yourself. You can look up the articles, search that. You can start with the links from Paul Begley and work through there if you'd like. But it's about this archway being displayed in April in Times Square and Trafalgar Square. And don't forget, we've often mentioned here the link between Great Britain and the skullduggery that's going on around the world, and how they are strongly influencing all of the unfortunate events in this nation, as well as worldwide, as well as ISIS. And by the way, one of the more prominent pictures of these so-called attackers, you know, they had the CCTV footage ready to release almost at a moment's notice, and that was kind of weird. And the two guys who presumably blew themselves up were wearing black, and they had a black glove on one hand and natural skin on the other. So there's your light and your dark. And oh, by the way, their handler who was next to them, who's presumably the bomb maker, he was wearing a light color and is disguised. And the headline today was calling him the man in white. So you have white and black above, below, the whole occult symbolism portrayed in these men who supposedly perpetrated this event. So this whole thing is, whether in the spirit or in human terms, it's completely a staged, pre-planned kind of an event. And it's the same people who are bringing us all these other things, false flags and so on. So if you're moved, you might want to look into some of those things. And that's really all I had to say. I just encourage people to look into this stuff when they have some time, because the clues are there that this continues to be fairly obviously scripted set of events we experience in the world.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it seems like even though events are moving fast, it seems like they're moving slow in one respect.
They're so slow for me that I don't even have any anticipation anymore. I mean, just honestly, I mean, I have light anticipation, but it is so hard for me. I haven't talked about everything. In fact, it's impossible for me to talk about everything that's sort of I've been dealing with. But it's been very occupying, and I've gone so much farther through some of these things than I ever expected. Some of the promises he's made to me have become extremely drawn out and to the point where I really, quite honestly, in human terms, in the natural, I really don't know what to make out of him. I have no idea what he's really doing with me, because it's been quite a ride, personally. So just hanging in there as best I can, and he's giving me encouragement.
Yeah.
I'm seeing great things, just like I think a lot of us are. But, of course, we're also in a time of trial, and I'm hoping that ends soon. And and we'll just see. I still think, you know, we are living things, we're seeing things on a daily basis, and I think if I was going to pray for anything specific, ask for anything specific from him, it would be that by the end of the month we have more clarity about what we are doing here, why we're still here, and what that means for the near future, because quite frankly, he's taken us through a set of experiences and expectations that it is hard to make much sense, other than just the fact that we're here and we kind of keep plugging on. It is really hard to make sense out of some of this, for sure.
Yeah.
And
amen.
That's just
I
being
agree.
Honest.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
being
you
honest.
Have to be honest.
Yeah.
You have to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
God wants us to be honest, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but we don't have answers. It's enough of me just to try to concentrate on every day here and try to stay positive and make things work and deal with my own, you know, aches and pains and whatevers, and
mm-hmm.
try to be positive, try to make sense of whatever's going to be happening here, you know. And
that's
I
right.
know I ain't alone.
Oh, no.
I keep praying, and I just have little pep talks with him. He's kind of told me, like, write down my thoughts, like keep a journal, like that it'll help me to have clearer thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we
mm-hmm.
have to control our thoughts. Keep your thoughts in check with him. And I thought of that,
yeah.
just writing down, because all day it's talking on and off and just sharing thoughts. And that's what I'm inspired to do. So maybe I'll whip out the pen tomorrow in a pet paper and start writing down
yeah.
some thoughts, you know, and just kind of keep
right.
myself sane
right.
with everything, you know. Ay, ay, ay.
You know, I really spent some time with him the last couple of nights, and the thing is, I get a lot of insights, but they're from moment to moment, day to day, and he doesn't really tell me very much at all from day to day, and
I know,
especially looking forward, he tells me very, very little, and
mm-hmm.
In fact, almost nothing in terms of looking forward, and so. you know, my quandary is I know his plans are perfect, and I know he doesn't tell me much about what he's doing, except occasionally he gives me insights that, you know, I speak about. But, you know, for the most part, I don't really know where we're headed in the short term. And so when he's not telling me much, when I combine that with the fact that I'm supposed to trust, and I do trust, that his plans are perfect, if you will, then if he's, you know, what am I supposed to talk to him about? You know what I mean?
There's, yeah.
It puts me.
He knows
you're
frustrated with the timing of
his
coming and
difficult.
Stuff.
It's very difficult. I mean, if you really take a pure perspective, his plans are perfect, and part of his plan is not telling you much. Then you don't have a lot to. I don't have a lot to talk about with him, except on behalf of other people. Yes. Okay. But in terms of just what is going on and what are we doing and the questions about my own daily existence, I get very, very little. And it's this continuous sort of step-by-step in faith thing. I mean, honestly, it's very hard. And you know, I kind of have to crank myself up for another batch of it from time to time. And you know, that thing I came up with a long time ago, bletched, you know, stressed and bletched.
Yeah, right.
It was interesting. I was led into some scripture the other day that actually quite literally illustrated that concept in biblical terms. And I was amazed because I hadn't seen that, at least from that perspective, ever before. And but this whole stretching thing, it's actually literally, let me just put it this way. It's a really, really scriptural description of living with the Holy Spirit. I did not know that. I was being descriptive when I spoke about it. But just lately I've seen this is actually a very literal description of living in faith and the faith that he has called us to live in. And, you know, it is not an amusement park, this ride.
No, it's not.
It has blessings and it has challenges, and they are in company with each other. And I just, you know, I'm living it myself, but I feel for all of us because this is just difficult. It's just flat out difficult, and it's wearing to keep going like this, because at some point, you know, and at some point we just need fulfillment of the promises. We need fulfillment of the faith. You know, at some point, you know, our faith needs to become reality, and that's a reasonable expectation. That is not an unreasonable expectation, and especially with the way he's carried us through things. So, I guess that's enough for now. But anyway, I love you all. I wanted to
love
touch
you too.
Space
love
and
you.
Say hi, I hope. Let's put it this way: I'd rather see you in the air than have to schedule another show, I'll put it that way.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Gotcha. What you're saying makes sense. Right now he has me like in this spot that he's had me for quite some time now, and just staying in this spot, not really progressing forward in my life. I've even asked him, I'm like, Lord, am I even progressing forward in my progressing forward in my spiritual life? And he said, yes, so that's good. But my actual life, I feel like I'm just sitting still while everyone else is moving around me. And that's challenging and getting even more challenging the more time it goes past.
Of course. That's right. Totally understandable. I'm in the situation where I'm having to work through some very practical, very earthly things that have bearing, that have inevitable bearing on the future, the kinds of things you cannot avoid thinking about the future when you deal with them. And as a result, I'm kind of on both sides of that fence, Michelle, because I totally get where you're coming from, and I've been living that. And on the other hand, now I'm thrust into some other things which are literally forcing me, you know, to participate mentally with the future considerations, because there's just, it's just part of the mix. You can't, I can't avoid it. Am I embracing the future? No, I'd rather reject the future, and, you know, the worldly future, because that's the only thing that's worth doing to it is rejecting it. But, you know, God's plans and what he leads us into, that's a different thing. But in terms of just the condition of the world and the different things and our separation that we've been called to, yeah, I don't embrace it at all. And then I'm forced to deal with this the strain of embracing these future considerations, which are an inevitable part of what I have to process at the moment with the, some of the things I'm involved in. It's fatiguing. I mean, some of it, I have a tremendous peace about it, by the way. And some of it totally unjustified in worldly terms, but I have a great peace about it overall, but that doesn't isolate me from the daily stress of it. You know, the mental sort of going from one thing to the next. You know, the peace is the undercurrent, but what's at the top of the water is just the ick, the daily ick.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, and for me, it's hard. Like, the people around me, like my mom and my boss, they expect me to look forward to the future, and I just have no motivation to do so.
No.
So I also have pressure from people around me.
You know what? Remember, it's entirely scriptural to just say, you know, do not take care of tomorrow. Do not take a care of tomorrow. And just let today handle itself. And that is totally a Christian perspective that is true regardless of our end time point of view. That's a perspective that bridges the gap between these people who want you to embrace the future and our rapture oriented perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Wow.
I'm getting an interruption here. Anyway, good to talk to you, and we'll figure out whatever's up here as the day goes on. Connect eventually.
Yep.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll
okay,
talk to you
bye.
Later. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye. See you in the air, hopefully, tonight.
I hope so.
Yes.
So, Tana, did you have anything, or maybe she's just listening, or maybe she's going to work? Guess not. Pat, did you have anything?
No, honey, I'm just waiting like everybody else. I could read a few paragraphs of He and I. That'll lift you up a little bit. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. This is, he says, say this. Right now, I offer you all my power to believe, to hope, and to love, and I'll take it. by dint of saying this to me, you will make your heart an altar of reconciliation both for yourself and for the world. And in my sight, it will be like Noah's rainbow that joined earth and heaven on his two buttresses, man and the God-man forming only one figure. You feel very small and very much alone. Noah, too, was very small and alone on the earth, and yet God allowed him to save the human race. One little lonely soul lost among the people of the earth, but united to the Son of God in the fullness of his blessed will, may, through his compassionate heart, become an instrument for the uplifting of others. Then gather up all the powers that I have given to you, bind them together, and surrender them to me. I'll use them as my own. What are you but a heap of good intentions? And to whom should you reach out if not to your source? Do you know anyone greater than God? Have you another friend like Christ? And after so many proofs, how far have you advanced? What is your response? When will your love begin? Don't you feel how flickering and feeble it is? When will you quicken it to a luminous, steady flame? Don't you think that in your place someone else might have held a torch better? And she says, yes, Lord, I have never deserved any of your favors. Change me. And he says, change yourself by patiently beginning over and over and over again. Watch and pray. You do pray, yes, but pray in another way, seeing everything through me, full of confidence, with a sense of your poverty. Then I'll help you, my poor crippled little girl, paralyzed by so many weaknesses from birth, and you will travel along new paths. You will leave behind your old slavish attachments, for my yoke is gentle. You will no longer be the one you serve. Christ will be the one you serve. What a difference, and because you will serve him and not another, weaving him into the very warp and woof of your day, he will call you his bride, he who was your servant. Isn't that lovely?
That is.
That's very helpful. Very helpful. So don't fret. Don't be anxious. Just give him everything and say, I trust you, and you know, and then
and then see what he does.
Yes, just give him everything. Like he says, he's right now, all right, I'll say it for all of us. Right now, Jesus, all of RCC, we offer you all our power to believe, to hope, and to love. And we know that you'll take it. And we've made our hearts an altar of reconciliation both for ourselves and for the world. So there you go. We just did that. I pray that for all of us. Oh. So he wants our heart, he wants our time, he wants our every day. Just surrender everything to him, you know, with trust. But we were appointed to be alive now, and oh boy, there's a reason why. And as Judy says, once we get up there, we're going to know in an instant if he's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, we're going to know
and he will,
in an instant what he was doing with us here. With all the
exactly.
And everything.
We're going to stick jury on him. <I'm kidding. laughs> Jesus, we're just having fun.
Yes.
Jerry will stay down and say, now I represent this group, and could you please explain to us why this and why that? I mean, you'll be our spokesperson. We'll push him right out in front. Like, you deal with him. You talk to him. You ask him those questions. We're just going to listen. Chicken, whoop.
Yeah. After we have our hugs, of course.
Poor Jerry.
We'll hug him, of course. And then afterwards, we're like, okay, Jerry, we should go out there and ask him the questions.
You ask him the questions. Why? You go ask him. You did most of the garage work. Take Michelle's hand. Just go out there and ask him. Garage people. Why? We'll just sit here and like little sheeples and listen. You know. You guys can take the slack. Sorry, guys. Oh, you gotta laugh.
Like, what's up with
you? You gotta laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you got to laugh.
It's going, laughing.
Oh, you've got to lift the people up around you, because they say be kind, because everybody's fighting some kind of battle, and a lot of people wear masks, and, you know, they don't take them off, but they're wearing masks, and they're pretending, but they're hurting inside, just like we are, you know, so, oh, my goodness, you know, but anyway. Oh, Jesus, dear, we love you.
We're getting desperate down here.
Yeah, the world is getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, everything is just going crazy.
Yeah.
you know, the Middle East is really ready to explode. I mean, it's just, you know, nobody has peace toward each other. Everybody's out for themselves. You know, the enemy is running the world. Now you've got these stupid things they're going to put in Times Square. I mean, you watch the minute they go up, those things will be chopped down or hammered down or broken down, or somebody will attack them. They won't last. They won't last probably 10 minutes. You know, they'll be destroyed. They'll be destroyed. You think something like that's
either that or that
be able to stay up?
No,
it'll be destroyed. It'll be destroyed. There are too many people who will knock it down or take it apart or whatever, set it on fire or chisel it away or smash it or do something. It won't last. It'll be attacked. And wherever they set these things up, you can be sure that they'll be attacked. You know, they'll be attacked. They'll be taken right down. Somebody will take them down. The enemy will get a message like, this will not stand, literally. Yeah, nobody's going to stand for it. No, they'll take it down. You think you're going to have something like that put up somewhere and not have it be attacked and taken down? Oh, I don't think so. I think something will happen. Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Anyway, so we keep praying and keep being kind and keep having hope and encourage each other and whatever.
Yes, one foot in front of
whatever.
The other. Have hope in the Lord.
Yes, and one day at a time, one moment at a time.
Yes.
Just be positive. Just, you know, through the day, think of 10 things you're grateful for. And just say, Jesus, thank you that I have a roof over my head. Thank you that the sun is shining today. Thank you that I have my family. Thank you that I can go and get food. Thank you that I'm free enough to pray. Thank you that I'm safe. Just thank him. Thank him. You know, thank him you can take a shower. Thank him you can, you know, you have a car to get somewhere. Just thank him. You'll see how your attitude and things change. Someone suggested that, and it does. You're wearing a smile by the end. Just 10 things a day. Just say, be thankful for it. Tell God thank you. And because he loves gratitude and he loves praise. So that's just an idea when we start to get a little crazy with all this time and waiting and this message,
yeah, that
message, and all this, and then you're wrong, and oh, this one's right. I mean, you could go nuts. So just be grateful for what you have. Reach out to others. Be kind. Be his love. And trust him. Just trust him. He knows the end days, how they're going to be. He knows what he's going to do with it. He knows what he's going to do with us. We just got to hang on. There's too many people getting the messages of him coming. I mean, it's right there in Scripture. And if you believe the Bible is from God, Thessalonians 5, hello. And what he told his apostles about the you know, Israel and the fig tree and what is the generation, what is it, 70 years and 1948 and the gospel preached to every nation. I mean, all these things that happen. So it's got to be happening. There's
We're
no other choice
to believe.
We're
almost at the end of the generation.
Yeah, you're right. In 2018 would be the end. But he said, this generation shall not pass away. You think Jesus is going to wait to 2018? We're right at the door. Between these 16 and 17, we're right at the door. So you say, well, what, the last minute you're going to... No, I don't think so. I bet this month, like Easter, I mean, I kind of feel too, like if we make it to Easter, like, wow, you know?
Yeah,
that's
really.
A stretch. Yeah, I mean, what a perfect time to come then, you know, so... I'm just going to trust him. I'm not going to hassle with him. I'm not going to haggle with him. I'm not going to, you know. I'll be good. I'll try. But but if you look at Bible, what it says in the Bible, in Matthew, and Thessalonians, and Acts, and even there's several places, even in the Old Testament. Read chapter 12 of Daniel. You know, it's wow. It's right there. Everything is right there. You know. So even way in the Old Testament, people knew that this day would be. And here we are. Here we are. And waiting and trusting and loving. He must have known that we would hang on. He must have known. We are hanging on. You know, it's not easy. We're trusting. It's blind trust. Jesus, I trust you. You know, I trust you completely. So we have to hang on and we have to trust.
It definitely takes a lot of faith, too.
It does take a lot of faith.
We can't see where the end
really
is, but...
But we have Scripture. We know what Scripture said.
Yes.
And Scripture said all about today. And it's right at the door. How could it not be at the door? How? You tell me how. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God, okay, and Christians do, then the rapture's in there. Thessalonians 5. Everybody read maybe homework tonight, children. I'm not Mommy Judy teacher, but read homework. You got to read Thessalonians 5 and chapter 12 of Daniel and ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you. But he told them what to look for, what it would be, because they said, when does the end come? They didn't ask him when did the beginning come. They said, when is the end? So Jesus didn't talk about anything, but he answered their question. It's all there. So you know, we're right going around the bend here. You know, it really, we're just going around the bend. It's just, it's so close. It really is so close. So just be ready and trust him that he knows what he's doing. He knows, the Father knows when he wants his Son to come get us, you know. And just every day say, Jesus, I trust you. And then think of those things that you're grateful for and say, I'm thankful for this. And just see how that changes the atmosphere around you. You know, it'll definitely get rid of the enemy. And open up Psalms and start, say some of the praise Psalms to him. He loves that. Say them out loud. See how that changes the atmosphere. Just have a grateful heart and trusting and be cheerful. And you'll just see a difference. You really will. A matter of changing of attitude will just really do a lot. But I know it's hard. I'm not saying it's going to mitigate, but maybe it will. You know, the questioning and the longing that we have to go, you know. But and then to your families, they look at you like, yeah, you said that a gazillion years ago. Like, and it's like, and you know in your heart that it is. Don't you know, you've planted seeds. So don't worry if nobody else believes you, if they treat you like a nutball case, you know. You know in your heart, you know you love Jesus, you know you want to do the right thing, you know you want to do the will of the Father on earth, you know you want to do what God wants you to do. God knows this about you. He knows your heart. He knows you are for him. So don't lose sight of that. But think again about what you're thankful for. Say the praise Psalms. He loves that. And just have a grateful heart and be kind. And reach out and just talk to people about, you know, Jesus is coming soon. You know, we're in the season. You don't have to give dates and stuff. Tell them to read Thessalonians 5. Just say, would you do me a favor, you know, Thessalonians 5, would you read that? The Holy Spirit, like I said, in that hour, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. And if you're willing to speak for the Holy Spirit, you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. And even if people look at you like you have five heads, you know, that's okay. That's okay. When the time comes, they're going to say, oh, you know, that person told me. I thought they were an idiot, but they told me this. So I don't have an excuse. I know, and I'm left because I was too proud and arrogant and haughty, and I didn't believe, and here I am. Now maybe I have to be beheaded to get up there to God, but that's the choice I made by being proud, arrogant, and stupid, you know, not listening. Hey, you know, right? Right.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, right? You tell them,
yes.
But God will use the circumstances on the earth to wake people up. People think he's mean and terrible, but he's not. He does everything out of love. So if he sends you a trial or a tribulation, or if there's a fireball that lands in your backyard and scares the whatever out of you, you know, that's an act of mercy. When you fall and you say, oh God, dear help, I don't understand. That's what he has to hear. He wants to hear that, help me, I don't understand. He will forgive you everything. Even a sigh, a glance at him, he will just be right there. He's right there all the time. But you've got to make that choice. He leaves you free. He's a gentleman. He will not force anything. But he will give you every opportunity, even if it's a set of trial and a tribulation, dreams, near-death experiences, Shekinah glory. Why? He's got a whole bunch of things he can do to get you on board. And he will. He will. He will. You know, I pray all the time for conversions. I say, go get them. Holy Spirit, go get them. I don't care how you do it, just get them. You know, and yeah. Because
yes.
I want everyone to be saved. But, you know, trials and tribulations, when we're raptured, the things that are going to happen, if anybody with half a brain doesn't cry out to God to help them, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're natural. You've got a God space in you, and you in the throes of just a total desolation and not understanding what's happening around you, you're going to cry out for God, and God's going to hear you. He is so merciful, he will hear you, and he will save you. If you're sincere with that cry, I believe that. But it's going to be horrendous when we're raptured. And then, but the people left were the ones who were saying, you know, you're all nuts. Well, we'll see how nuts we were. And they're going to wish that they had climbed on board and maybe just listened a little bit. But that doesn't mean they won't be saved. They can still be saved. They can still have the opportunity to turn to him. But it might take a trial or two, you know, some fear or something, and they'll cry out for God. I believe that with all my heart. And I know others do, too, that when we go, that the ones that left, they will have an opportunity to cry out and say, God save me, God save me. You know, I made a mistake. I should have listened. I was proud, stupid, and arrogant, and an idiot, and I didn't, and now I'm really in trouble. but I'm crying out now. And he'll hear that cry, because he's so merciful. Mercy is the highest of his works. He is so crazy mercy. He really is, God is. So I believe that with all my heart, that once things start to really happen, you know, that, hey, there you go, you know. He'll still, people can still be saved. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Christians left here, too, that just were not looking for his appearing. Only those who are looking for his return. Hey, you know? But it doesn't mean the ones left can't be saved.
That are looking for his return right now.
Exactly. The church is not just sleeping. It's comatose. Okay?
Yeah.
It's comatose. But God's going to send trials and tribulations every day to wake people up and cry out to him, you know? And that's what he's looking for, that turning to him. And sometimes it takes a bop on the head to get you there. But that's okay. Whatever works. People are proud and arrogant. I mean, the wicked nature, you know. And you gotta smash through that pride and arrogance and haughtiness. And God has ways to do it. It's called fear. But it'll be for their good, you know. And I'm just, you know, that's what I think. I mean, I could be 100% wrong, but I don't think I am. I hope not. And I pray for everybody to come to him. I do, and cry out to him. You know, but I'd like to see them do it before we poof, before the poof is upon us.
Before the worldwide rapture.
Exactly, yes. So keep praying for conversions. Ask God to please touch hearts, send vision, dreams, Shekinah glory, anything to just wake people up, you know, the heart of sinners. I mean, some are not going to listen, but they might listen after we're gone when things get really, 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 you know, and they're going to cry out because they're not going to understand how quickly things will deteriorate and go south. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to, it's going to scare them because they have no control. Their pride and their arrogance can't control anything, and that's when they get so desperate, they will cry out for God. And they will say, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot, I'm stupid, I'm a jerk. I really don't understand this. Please help me. I think you're the only answer. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to cry that out. And God's going to hear them. And he'll say, well, okay. I tried to get you before, you know, the poof, but you didn't want to poof. You didn't want to believe. But they'll cry out. They will. I think so. Definitely.
I think so, too.
God has
all
this. He's got it all. He knows exactly. Of course, he knew the end times. He knew about the rapture. He knows all the stuff. He knows that people are going to go. He knows that people are going to be left. And he knows what he's going to do with the ones who are left. Big time.
Yes.
You know. So, yes. So, keep praying.
I think there'll be a
probably
revival after the rapture.
Yes, yes. People are going to
be
so
freaked out. People
will be under such
intense persecution that...
Yes.
It's like
so freaked out
the way we're living in America now.
Yeah.
I don't really
see
a revival happening until there's persecution.
Yeah, but God knows how to win souls no matter what it is, either through trials and tribulations or just, you know, if they have a sweet spirit already, he doesn't have to pound them on that. You know, you can invite them through loving whatever. But people are free, you know, and everybody has their own baggage. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. God takes all that into consideration. He understands who's loved, who's not loved, who's sort of loved, who, you know what I'm saying? And he takes in all the temperaments of everybody and where they're at and why they're there, why they're the way they are. And he will work with that. He will work with that, you know, to bring you about. He does not want to lose you. He's a loving father. He wants his children with him. And I feel when we poof, whatever happens, you know, I think millions and millions will turn to him, you know, and be converted because they won't know what happened. It's like,
Whoa, what happened? Who put the lights
out?
Where'd
all these people go?
Where's the switch? There ain't no switch. Yeah, yeah. So let's keep praying. Let's just keep hoping and keep doing, and just, you know, every day just be grateful and faithful, you know. Grateful and faithful and blessed. It's okay.
Amen.
Yeah. So don't give up.
We love you, Jesus.
Yes, we love you, Jesus, and we're gonna keep on keeping. Yep, we're gonna keep on keeping just because
yes.
we love you and trust you. You haven't brought us this far to lose us. Not this gang. And the ones
Amen.
Like us. No way. No way. No, we're
well,
gonna,
I think I'm gonna go
gonna
ahead
make
and
close
yeah,
go ahead
it
and
out
shut
here,
up, honey, if you want. Sure.
Hopefully
sure.
I will see you in the air. If not, then
oh,
I
yeah,
guess
hey.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, it's gotta be yeah, we'll talk later.
Yeah, but hopefully in the air.
Okay. Yeah, on the way up and when we're there. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you. Right. Love you all.
Okay, love you all.
Bye.
Okay, bye bye, dear. Bye bye.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? I can only imagine. when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine